stay by me. In the winter cold, we're toasty warm. It takes time, be patient. It takes one whole year for all four beards. History shows through the ages, assorted beards hanging ear to ear. In the springtime, we'll be blossoming so fresh and new. I'll stay by you.
Christopher Yellow Gold at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Shel Silverstein before Gustafur. Now Tim O'Brien with a song you'll probably recognize from Bob Dylan. The Sound Hound will come up in about 10 minutes. He'll replace the frog that's in my throat.
Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. When I wake up in the morning, pull my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. And it's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. And he hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin, are you having a good time? And he finds you every time you slam the door. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. He puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. And his bedroom window it is made out of bricks. And the National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma. Talks to all the servants about man and God and law. And everybody says that she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Farm no more. Farm no more. Farm no more.
That's from a great album called Red on Blonde. Tim O'Brien, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
In the shadow of the golden arches stands a cold and empty store. Mom and Pop first opened up back in 1944. Serving ice cream sodas, they had a bell above the door. And homemade pie and coffee, a black and white tile floor. But Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Well, there used to be more flavor in this country that I roam, but I feel like I'm a stranger, no place to call my home. I can eat the same cheeseburger from New Mexico to Maine, the same darn cup of coffee, just a link in someone's chain. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Outside an old-time diner, if you can still find one there. Where the waitress calls you darling, even though she knows your name. And you'll leave a better man than when you came. Did our forefathers see it coming? Are they rolling in their grave? No, that's just the bulldozers. They got a parking lot to pave. Cause they're putting in another strip mall. More outlet stores, how nice. Last year's sweatshop clothing at a fraction of the price. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Underneath a big marquee. And you can put these words up there. Here lies the son of everyone made casualties of this war. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more.
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 Mom and Pop done closed up shop.
Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. That's a really well-crafted song. Thank you for spending part of Labor Day weekend with us. Just after 11 o'clock today, live music in studio with Bertha and the Bells. I'm looking forward to their coming inside the radio with you and me. There's room for all of us, and we'll also talk about their concert coming up on Thursday, September 8th in Chenley Park, right at Chenley Plaza.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Have you seen the sound hound? Oh, there he is. For a minute, I wasn't sure if the sound hound was here or not, but he is. The dog days may have ended this week, but fortunately, the sound hound is always here with us. And let me see if I can get this week's sound away from him. Come here, boy. Easy. Got it. Can you identify this sound? Four, one, two, 205975. That's the sound for today. Here it is. Four, one, two, 205975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Thank you, Soundhound, and good luck to you.
Had a little corn, put it in a sack, sent it to the mill, it come right back. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no. Keep a-talking all over town, telling me that mill has done broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Been to the mill, they can't get nothing to do. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Listen here, folks, I don't want no stuff. You can't bring me my meal, bring me the husk. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Folks, I want you to bear this in mind. If you're going to the mill, you're just losing time. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Most prestige and the best paying job they imagine they could.
There's no business like teaching business, like teaching business, I know.
And I dreamed that lawyers were paid like teachers, tried to keep their shouldn't allow more people to sue than the seats in the courthouse hall. And I dreamed that teachers were paid like lawyers. Ain't that the darndest thing?
dreaming stockbrokers should be paid like they make up poems and sing.
Hot Soup with the Teacher Song, Ari Eisinger before that, and What's the Matter with the Mill. Zach just had a guess of one of those rotating bingo ball drums. Not that. Bruce actually got the correct answer. He's the only one so far. Zach also thought it might be a shoe and a clothes dryer. And Angie thought it sounded like that too. Brian thought it might be a drum. Caden, nice to have you listening this morning, along with Annie. Caden and Annie worked together thinking it might be a vending machine or a bowling ball return. Those are great guesses, but neither of those is correct. Linda thought it might be somebody weeding their lawn. It's not that, but that's also a good guess. Here is the sound one more time. Can you identify what the sound a hound brought? It's a tough one. 412-200-5975. Angie, you're on the right track. She said it's a type of drum that's rolling. It's not that. I can give you a hint, but before I do so, maybe you think you've got it. So if you do think you have it, let us know what you're thinking. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's a little more to listen to. Ricky is standing by to take your call. Not a revolving door or turnstile. Great guesses just coming in. Hint, today's Sound Hound answer is almost exclusively, it is really exclusively heard outside. It's heard outdoors. And Sarah and McCandless just guessed dumping apples into a cider press. That's a delightful sound. It's not that, however. 412-200-5975. I do hear that. 412-200-5975. A sound that is made outside. I can't think of too many examples, if any, where this sound would be an inside sound. Here comes Larry. Larry, you got it. Larry in Elwood City, we missed you too. He has the correct answer. Well done. So far, Larry and Bruce each have it. Let's leave it open for you for a little bit. Soundhound, would that be okay with you if we kept it going? What's not to like? Of course it would be okay. Here it is again. 412-200-5975. Stu thought it might be a hand-cranked backyard compost bin. It's not that, but a good guess. And Charlie thought it might be a pachinko machine. It's not that.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the ginks and the company pinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when the meeting it was called. And when those company boys came round, she always stood her ground. No, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She wouldn't be fooled by company stools. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way when they asked for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Life, if he's got a union wife. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. We modern union maids are also not afraid to walk the line, leave jobs behind. And we're not just the ladies, they fight for equal pay. And we will have our say. We're workers to the same as you and fight the union way. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
That's the new Harmony Sisterhood Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade with their version of Union Maid. Well, I am very pleased to tell you that Tegan just got the correct answer. So did Rich in Edinburgh. By the way, listening along with Tegan is Drew, and Drew thought it might be rolling a composter, so very, very close. Very good guess, Drew. Tegan got it, however. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer. I mentioned Rich in Edinburgh. A correct answer also from Bruce in Ingram. Who made a request that I'll try to fulfill in a little bit. And Larry in Elwood City had a correct answer as well. Did you figure it out? We were looking for a wheelbarrow, the sound of a wheelbarrow. That's what that sound was. Congratulations if you came up with it. And let's feed the sound hound. Feeding him's a good idea. That way he'll come back. Thank you, sound hound. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 15 minutes. Bruce, I did find your Hazel Dickens request. We'll have that coming up for you shortly. We're going to dip into our library celebrating Voices of Labor. As recorded through hundreds and hundreds of interviews with people from southwestern Pennsylvania, collected here in our studios.
I went to Bell Silver Grade School, and then I went to Knoxville, but I didn't finish in Knoxville. I left and I went and got a job. Things was a little rough at my family. You know, I had three sisters and one brother. They had a restaurant right down here on Route 51. I worked there for a while as a busboy. And it was a big joke because I kept asking him how much money I was making. He would never tell me. So I worked there a couple of days. He paid me about $9 and I quit. I left there and then I went into the mill. I stayed in the mill down on Neville Island until I got drafted in the Army. And I retired from the Army in 1984, I had 29 years and 4 months in the military.
I trained to be a sick children's nurse, and then after that I went to general nursing, and I took care of children in the north of Ireland. And when I was doing my nursing training, I met my husband, who was at Queen's University in Belfast, and we fell in love, and that was that. It was during the polio epidemic. The vaccine hadn't been used, so it was sad to see many teenagers that got polio and were put into iron lungs, and as a nurse I would have to feed them. They just had their head out. The rest of them were in an iron lung, which used to help them to breathe. So it was wonderful when the vaccine was developed here in Pittsburgh by Dr. Salk.
Major important thing that I feel that I did was protected the health information of the patients. I would only let certain people access those records. Another important part of my job was the implementation of the electronic health record. So now things are more online and things are more accessible via computers, and you have to make sure that the right protection is in place so that anybody can go in and access your medical records.
Mm-hmm. my job. Currently, I work for a daycare center, and we go from infants all the way up to 13-year-olds.
Labor Day weekend. Celebrating together here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
We got that union contract that keeps the worker free, and they'll never shoot that union out of me. And they'll never shoot that union out of me. Oh no, never shoot that union out of me. Got a contract in our hands signed by the blood of honest men, and they'll never shoot that union out of me.
Hazel Dickens here at the Saturday Light Brigade. They'll never keep us down by request. After years of planning, our expansion is complete, and we hope you'll stop by as we offer free tours of our new facilities. We have 4 dates scheduled so far. There will be more, too. Our initial ones are in collaboration with the Regional Asset District as part of Radical Days 2022, a celebration of the arts and cultural organizations that receive funding from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, including SLB. Our first 2 dates are September 20th, from 4 to 7 o'clock, that's a Tuesday. You can get hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. We already have lots of people who have told us they plan on coming to that. And then, coming up on September 24th, between 11 and 2, that's a Saturday, you can attend the live SLB broadcast and tour our production facilities. There are dates in October as well, and you can learn all about the opportunity to come see us by going to slbradio.org.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Hello to Lois in Gibsonia. We shall work on your request. Lois wanted to hear, or wants to hear, Joe Hill. We'll get that for you just as soon as we can, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. And we will work to have Joe Hill coming up in just a moment. I'm right now working working to restore a network problem I just detected. So hang on. We'll be right back with you in a second or two as we continue. Hang on, as you heard me mention a moment ago, we're going to fight a little technical issue. And we'll have that corrected in just a little bit. And then things will come back together here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for your patience. Hoosier Hot Shots coming up in just a moment. And why not give you a chance right now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? Are you ready? This is our upfront puzzle, giving you a chance to see if you can come up with the one word that naturally comes before these three. Credit, point, and mile. Credit, point, and mile. One word naturally comes before those three words. Any idea what it might be? 412 200 5975. One word comes before credit, point, and mile. Take a guess. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. Again, those words are credit, point, and mile. One word that naturally comes before those three. Good morning to Ty in Squirrel Hill. I just got your text, and it's nice to hear from you. And I see that Mark just came up with the correct answer as well. Well done, Mark. And Bruce also just got the correct answer. A lot coming in. Mike and Mars just came up with the correct answer as well. You can reach us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975.
It's about two guys. One guy's name is Duncan, the other guy's name Moses Brady. The Duncan guy used to own this grocery store on this corner of two streets. I don't know what the name of the street was on. Maybe he didn't need it, but they used to own this grocery store. Sell all kind of goodies inside and a little on the outside. Now every Friday night, Duncan closed up the front end of the shop, and all the boys go around in the back side. Go through the back door in there, and they're gonna play a little game called Spin It. They get back, they're gonna do a little gambling now. Shoot a little crap, shoot a little poop, play a little poker, didn't cause no trouble, just having some fun. Oh. But a guy's name who was named Brady, what a sheriff in this town, he's a lawman. Used to arrest people, take care of the bucks, get parking tickets, do all that kind of thing. Nobody liked him for it. Cost him money every time he make a move. One night he's thinking to himself out loud, and he says this way, he says, I'm thinking maybe I ought to go down to old Duncan. doctor's place. I got some suspicion in my head. Maybe they're gonna do something wrong back there. I see a light on in the bed every Friday night. I'ma go down and turn it out. He went down there all right. He had to go in the front door. He walked inside there, kick it right down. He had a .44 gun in his hand, .45 gun. He walked inside about ready to shoot up the place and everybody inside of it. Tony wasn't feeling too good. There's another guy on the other side was opposed to his action. He said, hold it, man, you ain't gonna do that at all. And then they had some kind of conflagration back there. Big roaring fight. This is the way the whole thing was set up when he walked in the front door. Well, now, Duncan, Duncan, but attend the bar. In my Brady with a shining star. Said, Duncan, Duncan, you under arrest. Duncan shot a hole in Brady's breast. Now, Brady, Brady had a .45. Said it would shoot a half a mile. Duncan, Duncan had a .44. Now, what'll they put Brady low? Now, Brady fell down on the barroom floor. Cried, please, Mr. Duncan, don't you shoot me no more. Women cried, ain't a shame. Shot King Brady, gonna shoot him again. Now, Brady, Brady, don't you know you done wrong? You broke my store with the game going on. Come a knocking out the windows, a tearing down a dome. Now, I laying dead on the barroom floor. Well, Mrs. Brady was at home in bed when she got the telegram. Brady was dead. She said, come on, chillin', put your hats on your head. We're gonna go and see if old King Brady is dead. Now, Brady, Brady, why didn't you run? Saw the duckin' at a .44 gun. Brady, Brady, you ought to have fun. Hadn't on face that Gatling gun. His wife come up in a mighty flirt. Wiped up the blood with her underskirt. She said, hush now, chillin', don't you cry. Gonna get a patch when your daddy do die. Brady was dead, goes back home and he dressed in red. He comes slipping and sliding up and down the street with the big motor hoppers and the stocking feet. Could he been on a job too long?
Credits really do.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that many times before. It's really nothing new. Now, the guy that works the hardest, he never gets the dough.
That's right.
And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work. And the best gets all the gravy.
Corny.
The captain gets the bars, and the generals get the stars.
The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars.
Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes dad.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
But a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
Oh, the goat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
Hey, would rather be a cat and have the nights.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
The Hoosier Hot Shots at the Saturday Light Brigade. The coats and pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. You also heard Duncan and Brady. And we're working on Joe Hill by request, which will be coming up shortly. That was John Kerner, by the way, doing Duncan and Brady. We are in the midst of solving our upfront puzzle this morning. We're looking for the word that comes before credit, point, and mile. Credit, point, and mile. Madeline and Ross, it's nice to have you tuned in. Madeline came up with the correct answer. Ty of Valencia. I put Ty in Squirrel Hill. He's now Ty in Valencia. He got it. Bruce got it. So did Mike and Mars and Mark. Came up with the correct answer. Mark is in Irwin. And the answer we were looking for, extra. Extra credit, extra point, and extra mile. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with extra. That's the word we were looking for. We had a request for the song Joe Hill, and it's a wonderful song that we've enjoyed playing over the years, and I'm trying to get to our copy of it right now, and I'm pretty sure I've found it. Just give me a moment. During our Labor Day show, weekend show, there's just so much going on to keep track of, and Ricky is helping me. Here it is. Lois, this is especially for you.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes. Says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
That's Joe Hill at the Saturday Light Brigade, especially for Lois in Gibsonia. You can reach us at 412-200-5975 if you have a request. It's good to have you aboard here, and thank you for being with us. A lot more fun to come. Mike said bonus would have worked on that word puzzle as well, our upfront punnel, puzzle or puddle. Bonus credit, bonus point, bonus mile, that works. If I have not gotten back to you by text or back to your email, thank you for bearing with me. Busy morning this morning at this particular time. I'll try to get back to you just as soon as possible. It's now time to celebrate birthdays together. Well, if you've got a birthday today or coming up, you might hear it announced right now. Happy birthday today, September 3rd, to Benjamin of Grove City, from Ethne, Vincent, and family, to Heather of Greensburg from your family, and to Keith from Sarah and the boys in Emsworth. Tomorrow we have Alexa from Chachi and Ryan, Manook from Amy, Adam of Forest Hills from your family, Butch of Braddock Hills from Matt, Christopher of Butler from Mom and Dad, Annie, Olivia Parsons from your family, Elizabeth of Brighton Heights, and June and Jack have an anniversary on the 5th. We have Andy from your family and from us, Finn of Butler from your family, Randy from son Peter in California, Jim of Middlesex Township, and Joey of Blonox on Tuesday, Abby of New Kensington. For Mom, Dad, Julie, Chelsea, and Cousin Ryan, we have Callie of Springdale, also on the 6th. On the 7th, we have Casey of Florida from Cindy, Elizabeth of Regent Square from Chris and Patricia, Rachel of Peters Township from Adele, Olivia, Thad, and also parents Pat and Blaze. Happy birthday to you. Connor of Mars from your family. Ella of the South Side from your family. Dolores of Bethel Park as well. Coming up on the 8th, we have Flo of Plum. Joanne from Bob. Elaine from Skip. Holly of Greensburg, Nathan from Richard and Martha and Jessica, Grace of St. Augustine from your family. On the 8th, John and Philomena of Allison Park also have an anniversary. On the 9th, we have Harris celebrating a birthday, Jacob of Allison Park, Charlotte of Westmoreland County, Diane from Doug and Kurt, Carol from Tom, Sammy of Tarentum, and George and Mary also have a wedding anniversary coming up on the 9th. Lots and lots and lots of birthdays to celebrate, and we love doing so together here at SLB.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they reliably receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee, hardworking indeed, of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org. /radio.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day and beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, trying to get out of the old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. The police at the port of entry say, you're number 15,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, friend, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got the do-re-mi. To buy a home or farm that can't do nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea, don't trade your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause Governor Merriam on the radio one day, he jumped up to the microphone and he did say, oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, friends, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Woody Guthrie and the do-re-mi. 412-200-5975. Is the number that you are going to be encouraged to call as we get ready to play Guess Who here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In fact, we're about ready to do that in seconds.